Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jove, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Binga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's topic for discussion is the other side of nothing. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. I welcome you back to this Blog Talk Radio broadcast after almost a month, about month plus that is missing about 2-3 broadcasts. Sometimes things happen that we don't have control over. And I believe we are going to be blessed spiritually and be able to fight this topic, the other side of nothing, into our daily living as a believer in God, so that we will know that there is God. The other side of nothing. Other side of nothing. In logic, which is basically an application of natural terms to be able to bring the light, or the application of knowledge to solve some riddle that apply to be a mystery. But the irony of logic, which is essentially linked to the mind, reason, and our ability to form an image. It could be by number, which is calculation, or in poetry, that is, in explanation. But the main motive for this philosophy or this ideology, or this thinking process, is to solve some riddles or mystery. That here, mystery. I don't want us to be mistaken mystery with myths. For today's topic, which is the other side of nothing, when I try to do a little search about the meaning of nothing, I can just only describe it with one word. And the one word said non-existence. Non-existence. Then the question arises. Why the other side of nothing? Listen to this article. It said there is nothing miraculous or mysterious about things we can explain, we can control. That is, we can control what we can explain. Consequently, it is only natural to seek an explanation for everything, natural to obey. Yet, it is not necessarily sinful to disobey. There can be no real disobedience, nor any moral fashion in obedience unless a person recognizes the higher authority giving the orders. If this recognition does not exist, even the one given the order may feel the other person's disobedience as freedom. It's a deep thing that I just paraphrase, but for the assimilation of these sentences I just wrote, I will read it again. I want us, as we listen to this broadcast, to focus ourselves, or to put our trust in God, and do not limiting ourselves by what we can explain. There are some things that we see, but we don't have control over, or we might not explain it. For instance, science can say the surface of the sun is so degree centigrade hot. It is the intensity of the heat, or the when the sun just release its energy. It's a puzzle. It's a theory that was conceived by mind. It is not absolute truth and is subject to control, to be controlled by man based on our new technology advancement. But I'm talking about the other side of nothing. I don't have to believe that there is gravity to feel the effect of gravity. Therefore, there's a probability for me to know that even if I don't see gravity, gravity is in existence, for I feel the effect of it. Therefore, we cannot categorize such things to be the other side of nothing. But as a believer, I mean, when we do everything we can do, or what expert ideology explanation has given us, does that resolve, or did that solve the puzzle that I'm talking about? I will absolutely answer that so. Or I will use this explanation again before I reread what I just read before. We can see the advancement in the technology today through the internet. Even our daily lives, the advancement in of technology in medicine, in physical science, in calculus, you can see, and most of this discovery does not necessarily mean that man created it. Even by the word discovery, you will know that you discover something that is in existence. But sometimes we do not know. Then, at a point in time, we discover it. People always talk about optical illusion. But I know that most of us, let's say every woman in her life, one time or the other, more than one time in our life or several times, suffer from this optical illusion. There is something called miracle. And there is something called magic. And there is something called skill. And there is something called the artistic display. Skill is application. I can use skill to be that you can learn the skill. Can be learned. And the driver is a skill that can be learned. But a driver cannot necessarily be a mechanic. He can be both because it's a skill. But because the driver cannot do the work of mechanic, auto mechanic, cannot say mechanic is in the other side of nothing. So I want us to, because I don't have much time to explain and to talk about this real topic, but I pray to God in his infinite mercy to give us the revelation. That I will try to borrow some of the idea, human reason in life. But before, I want to reread that passage that I just read. Then I will confirm this broadcast in the Bible. Then I will be able to finalize that. When you want to deal with the other side of nothing, then we have to bypass our thinking and our reason and have to apply faith. And when I said faith, it's not a star, but a substance, the faith, which is a singularity. That is, be able to know that one God, Him alone, the Creator. Listen again. There is nothing miraculous or mysterious about things we can explain. That is why science, we tell you, when you read some magazine of discovery, science was able to solve this puzzle because of this, even if it is not true. But as long as they can patch some theory together and it is acceptable within the society and that culture, at that time, remember, we have to be able to know that at that time, then it becomes fact, but it's not necessarily mean the truth. Anything that man can explain, either logically or illogically, it becomes no miracle. And it is natural. That is why this topic comes. It is natural to seek explanation, because when I say the other side of nothing, then I'm trying to incorporate that I'm not limiting myself to non-existence, because non-existence is part of everything. Somebody said, I'm a woman. I can tell you about behavior of a woman. I can tell you the behavior of women. And I say, you're wrong. I'm a man, but I'm not the man. You are not the man, the woman, I mean. You are a woman. And a woman is different from the woman because we have different characters. And if you judge me by my behavior, sometimes you could be wrong. The other side of nothing. Nothing miraculous or mysterious about things we can explain. We control what we can explain. Consequently, it is only natural to seek an explanation for everything. It is not natural today. That is, obedience is a choice. Can see, feel the signs that even I do not know. Also is an answer, but that can be accepted by faith. It is not natural today, yet it is not necessarily sinful to disobey. You see that? It's very tactics, but I don't want us to be carried off. The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. Knowledge is a skill. And wisdom is application of my knowledge. But my understanding is a continuous process. Nature is natural. Man can have an accurate prediction of nature by knowledge. And use the wisdom of what they know to explain nature. But the understanding of nature is not fixed. It is continuously. And this is rest in the creator of nature. And I always said things and events are always explaining by my opinion and my attitude. When I use my, I'm using general explanation. Just like I said, I'm a man among the man. Once I possess every physical appearance of the man, my behavior as a man, it's not necessarily going to be the same as the behavior of another man, even of my age, status, but of different geographical location, even within the geographical location. That is why I said, when man tries to control, or they have the answer, it could be lie, it could be fact, about things or events. Then we cannot categorize it to be miracle. And just like I said, we control what we can explain. When you see the argument between the prosecutor and defense lawyer and the judge, you can just apply the wisdom of skill and how human beings trying to explain and justify every conduct to their own benefit. And I say, it is only natural to seek an explanation for everything, even the other side of nothing. It is not natural today, yet it is not necessarily sinful to disobey. Therefore, you cannot condemn the atheist. But I can bring the light to the idea of an atheist, even by listening to the other side of nothing. For perception is reality. There can be no real disobedience, nor any moral fortunes in obedience, unless a person recognizes the higher authority. And you agree with me that when we talk of authority needed to control some behaviors, authority is not an abstract, but it's a guideline that enforces nature. When we talk of nature, we include we human beings, because God is the creator, to be in a certain acceptable behavior. The authority of policemen to serve a warrant to a suspect, and the authority that lies into the office of a judge pass sentence, the authority of the lawyers to present their argument based on the evidences. Those are not the miracle. It's a skill. But if you want, as a believer, move and be able to know that the only goodness, the happiness, is lying in discovery something greater than even the other side of nothing. When we talk of the spiritism, the spirit we cannot see, but it's not at the other side of nothing. So I've explained things and effects which lies, which do not directly affecting our souls, but our attitude and opinion. It is most about that things and effect really affecting us and punishing us. Now, after I said all these things, what is the other side of nothing? Let me quickly justify this. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, from verse 41, 1 Kings from verse 41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. That is working faith to make things that were not as they are. Then you will believe with me that when God created heaven and earth, he created man to manage everything he has created. We're not going there. Elijah was presenting the abundance of rain that they do not experience for 3.5 years as they are now happening. But before, he must give a sign. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant. You know, bow down means that he went up to pray. Verse 43 said, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And several times he said, go again. You see what I'm saying? in God is only answer to our desire. And as a believer, we must have desire. Desire is different from wishful thoughts. Because wishful thought is what you wish, whether it happened or not. But the desire is what we determine to have. And as a believer in God, in His powerful and in His word, Elijah knew that to settle his case, there must be a sign, but not the reply response of his servant to the sign of abundance of rain after 3.5 years was nothing. Does that mean he has to give up? No. You know, then it came to pass the seventh time that he sent, there is a cloud as small as a man's arm rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, said to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. You know, when the weatherman or weather lady is trying to analyze the weather, you know what they are using. Well, let's read first for the verse. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered up his lions and ran ahead of the Ahab to entrance of Jezreel. The answer is our trust in the word of God and the God of the world. That is the other side of the nothing, because Him alone is the creator of heaven and earth. Therefore, I urge us as a listener to believe in Him. The Lord bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please tune in for another broadcast on Sunday, September 14, 2014, on which the topic will be In This PM Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Please tune in, and may God bless you. Thank you.